The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, so it's the next day?
Yes.
Did I attune to the charm?
What's that?
The chime?
Let me see if you attuned to that.
Did you actually fucking see something?
Yeah, succubus.
Keep it in your goddamn pants, fucking idiot.
Yeah, just like we told Sarah, you only get one more chance, so.
We're all out of oils, man.
The next time your slutty fucking ass causes us trouble,
it does not. It's not something you attune to.
Okay, so I just have to figure out what it
yep.
is.
Ring it.
Just chime it.
Yeah, I think that's not a good idea.
You never know.
Okay, the next few days pass pretty quietly. Yes,
I want a chance to talk to him.
Oh, okay, go for it. Go for
it. So, on one of the nights, travel or something. We'll be at the back of the caravan or something, and then I'll ask to talk to you in private.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the truth about Bapito.
He turned into a squid face thing after I killed I killed the one that was like stuck in the ground. It was just a head, and it was like trying to eat him while we were sleeping there. We thought it was a gnome. Was it a gnome? We thought it was a deep gnome?
Yes. No, it was a surface gnome.
Oh, surface. Yeah, we thought it was a surface gnome, which was, like, wicked weird. But, we were just talking to him and sharing, you know, actually sleeping on land instead of that fucking boat. And woke up in the middle of the night, and something was wrong with Bupito. And the thing was, like, sucking life out of him. And it turns out it wasn't a gnome. It was, like, he was casting an illusion or something. And it was actually a mind flayer. So... But he was stuck. He was like melded into the stone with just his head peeking up. So I Happy Gilmore'd him. I'm not the monk. I hit him in the head with a hammer until, you know, like there wasn't a head. But then the next night when we were pulling into Gracklestug, Bupito was like talking real weird. And then he was saying like some kind of like threatening things, but then also kind of complimentary. I didn't really get all of it. But then when he turned around, he was a squid face. He was a short one, but he looked like a mind flayer, and he jumped off the boat and started swimming ashore.
Yeah, I've got information that says differently.
Like what?
That you murdered him and threw him off the boat.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you haven't been acting right since then, so.
I mean, I clearly have some kind of a vitamin D deficiency going on down here. Yeah, there's no sun. Felt a little off. I have some troubles remembering some of the decisions I've made.
Yeah,
daily.
Exactly.
But I think I would pretty much remember killing Bupito. He was a pretty nice guy. That statue was fucking weird.
That's the story you're sticking with.
I mean, can't you like read my mind or something?
No.
Oh, fuck. What, can that broad do it?
I mean, I suppose we could test that.
Like, I'll open up. I'm not gonna fight it. I saw what I saw.
Okay. Then, I'll rope Kira into this. And
you've got to be fucking joking.
No. When we...
What the fuck information do you have?
When we transported from the obelisk, it transported me to some campfire, and I met... What was the lady I met again? It was a witch, sea hag or something, that we met earlier.
Nanny something?
The one that asked us to do something, but we said no, I think.
No, you guys agreed. Ask for a favor.
Who agreed?
Nanny Puff. Kira and LNL agreed to a favor.
Kira?
Mm-hmm. That's when she led you up the Silken Paths.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about after he teleported.
Well, I did, but then we met her previously.
Vaguely remember.
So she let me see a vision. And it was of Mark murdering Pepito and throwing him off the boat.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Troy.
Do I need anything?
Not really. I just need you to play along.
Okay.
Okay, so LNL sees Morik grow to large size, pick up the egg, and bowl it towards this pillar.
Yes.
This mysterious pillar. Does anything go through your head when you see this?
Well, I honestly had the feeling if I had any psi points left, I was going to go try and mess with it. Because you had said if you can spend psi points or magic to talk to it, I absolutely would have done that.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that. So I kind of I don't remember if I really goaded him into it, but I was all on board with him rolling it in there because I kind of wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, okay.
And
then bright flash.
Yeah, then bright flash. Yeah.
And you know that there's a shift and you are somewhere else. The cavern you were in with the pillar was almost as bright as sunlight. This is dark or dimly lit.
Okay.
As your vision comes back to you from the flash, there is a campfire sitting out in front of you. And there is a woman sitting at the campfire with a smile on her face. Says, "Hello, dearie."
Is this just a campfire? Like, is it literally just a campfire in the middle of darkness? Or does it look like it's like a wooded scene?
No, it looks like it is another cavern.
Okay.
She will lean forward into the light of the fire and you recognize her. She says, "Come sit. Have something to eat. We have dealings to discuss."
I recognize her as...
a green-skinned woman that you met on a lake named Nanny Plunk.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go have a seat.
Now, when we spoke before, you guys agreed to a favor. That's how you guys got directed to the Silken Paths.
Yeah. I suppose we did.
Yeah. Well, you all did. Not all of you have lived up to that end. But the orc isn't around anymore. You guys made sure of that.
He did try to kill us.
He did. I'm not judging, just stating facts. I'm calling in your mark. I need an item. I don't need an item. I want an item. I want your help getting it, because in all honesty, I don't know how much I trust the human.
Yes, she does seem to serve her own end.
A little bit, yeah.
In fairness, so do I, but... Go on.
On the path I sent you on, you met a halfling.
Yes.
He knows where you need to go.
We kind of lost track of him, didn't we?
He's back at the end.
Is he back at the end?
He is back at the end.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember
who all like we've lost from the party.
You've lost Ront, Shushar... Bapido.
Right. And Sereth.
Sereth has been found.
Well, he's been found, but we kind of left him behind.
Yeah, him and Rumpadum
again
are hanging out back wherever.
Rumpadum's another Myconid, right?
Myconid, yeah.
Myconid, yeah.
So, I'm gonna need your oath, by word and by blood, that you will help me acquire this item.
And if I refuse?
If you refuse, then you can find your own way back to Cracklestep. Mm-hmm. Plus, I won't give you the little bit of insight that I planned on giving you.
Do I get the sense that I'm actually in a cavern? Or does this feel like dreamlike, ethereal?
This feels totally real.
Okay.
Your training in Arcana?
Yeah.
You know that you were teleported.
Okay.
You were teleported somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it that you're needing?
The remnants of a weapon. It's in the tomb that Fargus wants to go to. Fargus is the halfling.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Have we been previously... Do we know why we're wanting to go to that tomb as far as what Fargus wants?
Fargus was a part of an adventuring party who wanted to raid the tomb.
Okay. Well, I've traveling with... quite the large group. I mean, it's very likely that we'll find the weapon, but me trying to abscond with it may prove pretty difficult.
I've seen the rest of your group. if there was one person in that group that I thought was going to be more able to abscond with this piece than anybody else, I think it would be you.
You do have a point. So you said it's pieces of a weapon? What kind of weapon?
It's the remnants of a sword.
A sword. Sword's name Narsil? Or...
No. Do we have a deal?
We do.
She will reach out to shake.
I will shake.
Okay. You will feel a prick on your wrist.
Okay.
And she will pull back, and one finger has your blood on it. This will keep you honest.
Okay. Mechanically, like...
Your training in Arcana, you know that that gives her a direct conduit to you.
Okay.
I mean, that's not really a D&D thing. That's any other story about magic.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
So you said you had some insight?
I do. And she will reach back, and she will pull out a wooden bowl and hand it to you. And then she will pour water into it. She says, I think that you should see this.
Okay. I guess I'll look in the bowl.
And it'll take a few minutes. But eventually, it's like you know how you stare at something and it's like your vision, it seems like it's getting wider and it's kind of expanding around you.
Yeah.
That happens and you see nothing but water.
Okay.
And then you hear like a distant hammering. You can hear the hammers of Gracklestud way off in the distance.
Okay.
And you look down and you can see Hemeth's boat.
Okay.
And the point of view shifts down and you're down on the deck. And you can see everybody's asleep. It's a quiet night just before they're getting to Gracklestud. And you see Marek and Bapito on watch.
Okay.
And they talk. Bapito's sitting with his legs hanging off the deck, watching out towards Gracklestud, talking to Morik about wanting to get home. He has important work to get back to and things like that. And that's about the time that Morik smashes his skull.
Okay.
And he will pick through the bits and pull out gobbets of meat and eat them and pushes Bapito over the edge.
Okay. But I know that that's a lie. Like Mark's told us, and there have been people who... like know what happened, right?
Nobody else saw what happened. Morik has told you.
I thought there were other people.
Morik and Bapito were the only ones on watch. Everybody else was below deck sleeping.
No, I don't remember that. But the setting's wrong, too. Like, it happened on an island.
No, that was the fight with the Illithid that was half buried in stone.
Which turned into Bapito.
No, the Illithid was over Bapito. Morik saved Bapito.
Okay.
This was the time that Morik told you that Bapito turned into a mind flayer and dove overboard after saying he would be back for it.
Okay. So he bashes his head in and eats part of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, he's been obsessed with mind flayers this whole time.
He has. And he keeps seeing Bapito bounce around. But didn't I too?
You rolled a 1 on your perception check. And you were sure that you saw Bapito.
Hmm, okay.
Or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was a failed roll, and you were sure that you saw it.
Alrighty.
Questions? Anything?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're f***ing with me, or this is something that actually happened. Because I don't remember Matt having his own sight just now. but I guess it happened. So that's what I see.
That's the vision that you see.
And then I can come out of it.
Eventually, you'll come out of it.
Okay.
You come out of it to the sound of Morik saying, "Hey, Elenel, it's great to see you." You wake up and the fire's cold. It looks like it's been out for hours.
And so then Morik has found me. And
Morik has found you, and he says that something's coming behind him.
Stabbed him, something.
Hammer
him.
It just doesn't like sound like me, but...
So I have to put my faith in you listening to a sea hag versus the word of that idiot. Fuck me.
I mean, what's it gonna cost you? Nothing to read his mind.
Can you imagine what's in there?
Fair enough, but...
Hey, those dreams were really fucked up.
I'm looking it up. I'm just vamping.
Okay.
Did
do you at least have an intelligence score of 3?
Fuck off.
No, Morik.
Also fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah, we know Matt's below that.
Okay. Think about Bupido. Think about that night.
Okay.
I detect his surface thoughts. What do I see, Jeff? At this point, it is just, just surface thoughts is all I'm doing at the moment.
Surface thoughts?
Yes.
You hear the conversation that Morik has told you about.
Okay. So I'm detecting that. He's clearly thinking about that.
Yes.
What I'm getting from him is what he said.
Yes.
Okay. You need to let me in now, and I'm going to probe deeper. So he would make a wisdom saving throw against it.
But I don't want to. I believe in my innocence.
So he is going
automatically
to
fail.
Okay. If it fails, I gain insight into the creature's reasoning, emotional state, and something that looms large over its mind.
You can see the interaction that Morik has described over and over again play out.
Okay.
At the same time, it's like two different movies going on at the same time. This one is exactly how Morik describes it. And this one over here is Fight Club with Ed Norton watching what Tyler Durden.
Interesting. So I'm seeing one version that is Matt's version of the story.
Yes.
And the other version is just Matt talking to himself?
No. The other
version is Ed Norton watching Brad Pitt kick the out of a pedo?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I need your help, Morik, because I can actually interrogate you doing this.
Okay.
So I'll read the rules. Questions verbally directed at the target creature naturally shape the course of its thoughts, so the spell is particularly effective as part of an interrogation.
Okie dokie.
So I can push his thoughts in a direction. I see two things, Morik. I need to figure out which one is true.
All right.
Remember the details. What did it smell like? What did it look like? What did he say? What did you touch? How did you feel? Was your heart racing? What was your emotional state? Basically, I'm just trying to pit both versions against each other, and I'm going to keep describing both versions. Basically, I'm going to try and snap his, I think. I'm just going to keep describing things from both versions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Morik is just thinking of what he has said the whole. That is the scenario that he is building.
Does my questions change what I see at all?
No. As you're getting Morik's thoughts on what he's seeing, you're also hearing that fucking Darrow was little better than a slave and wasn't worth the trouble.
How do you feel about Darrow?
I mean, they make me feel smart.
Are they
pets?
They should have been culled.
Are they pets for your amusement?
I don't feel
to follow
that
your every
way.
Whim.
No, I mean, Droki was kind of a shit stain, but
you killed him, didn't you?
Droki?
No, Bupido. He deserved it, didn't he?
I do not recollect that, sir.
Did you hit him with a hammer? Beat the shit out of him. I start describing the other version that I'm seeing. I want it to be stronger. I want to see it. So I need
a sidebar.
I start playing this out. So yeah, he came up top, walked over to you, exchanged words. What'd you say? I can't quite hear you.
I just asked him what he was looking at. We talked about the city.
But then you reached for your hammer. So no. Clearly, what were you feeling? I feel the anger. Why?
No, he said I was,
I know he was a little more than a slave,
I helped
but why did he need to
out of
die?
There, but he was going to kill me anyways. And then he, like, did a squiddy. Blah, 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 blah.
Is this changing anything of what I'm seeing?
No, you're talking to Morik, and this is what you're getting.
So you think they're worthless piles of trash that deserve to be culled, then?
No, I don't think so. They seem to have their own little society built up there.
Just like the drow. Do the drow deserve to die? Do I deserve to die as a human?
I don't believe so,
Am
no.
I next?
I mean,
you're worth more as a slave.
Moradin teaches us to, like, you know, love everybody.
So why do you need slaves if you're so powerful?
I'm not really that powerful. I try. I've been working out a little. You know, I'm getting older.
It's not about me. It's about the community.
And what community is that?
I don't know.
History roll. I think I know the answer. I don't know if Kira would know the answer.
No, after the last week or so that you've spent in Gracklestuck, he sounds exactly like a Durgar.
Oh, he does sound exactly like
you're okay. You're getting conflicting stories. One side is Morik, and one side sounds like a Dungar.
Morden builds community, doesn't he?
I mean, through compassion and, you know...
Morden doesn't collect
slaves, though.
For lack
of a better term,
Morden is a father of lies.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. What the f*** is that god's name?
History check?
I haven't written down in my notes. Lattiger. I just didn't want to lose the temp. Yeah.
You don't want to lose the momentum?
Yeah.
I feel you.
So you worship Lattiger, right?
Yeah.
So you worship Lattiger, then?
No, I worship Moradin. Look, I got the... Can you see?
I mean,
of course
can you see
I do.
Me
He's
in
the
my
only
brain?
True god.
Of course.
I got my thingy.
I can't quite hear you. Why don't you speak up?
I got my my thingy.
He's getting
with this...
in the way.
What?
Hmm?
I don't know what I'm dealing with yet, so I'm trying to figure out.
Now I got my holy symbol. Look, it's Moradin.
Make an intelligence check,
it's
man.
It's the little anvil. Is it that thing? Because I already did that. I already did that. That's why I'm doing this.
No. Roll me an intelligence check.
Mm.
That's a very low number.
That is a, that number.
No modifier, Matt Dome.
Is a... Niner.
A nine. He fumbles. He starts to reach for one, and then pulls up the right one to show you.
What else were you reaching for?
My holy symbol.
Ah, the one for Lattiger.
No, the one for Moradin. Did you listen to my answers? I mean, if you want a good cop, bad cop, you need to have a good cop, too. This is getting silly. I'm a book. Just
does
read it.
Does it feel like another
picture
voice,
book.
Or does it feel like I'm just getting conflicting answers?
It's another dude talking.
Like?
It's, no. It is.
I feel like his external monologue is saying one thing and his internal monologue is saying another.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
As I've described the beating and thrashing of Bupito, does that make that image in his mind any stronger, or is it still the double image?
Still the double image. Roll me psychoanalysis.
It's so funny because I was just listening to Doc Side Gods and we're like talking about the difference between what's the
76.
You're pretty sure there's two, but they're both Morik.
Can I roll intimidation?
Sure.
Like, I just want to throw this continually into I am mentally trying to like psychically waterboard him at this point.
Right.
Just bombard him with all the facts of the alternate version and try and make him break. That's an 18.
You get to a point where you're doing exactly what you want to be doing, but Morik doesn't know.
So as I'm going through all the details and doing this and trying to catch his holes in his story, at no point is there a hole. There's not a... I don't feel that either version
Morik
is a lie.
Morik isn't lying to you.
Yeah, okay. After probably...
But you're getting two inputs.
Yeah. After probably berating him. Like, what I really like is I like to imagine what your characters are seeing, because I'm just screaming...
Like, do you see me talking? Or you see... We see you talking, but then I'm not talking because it's in my head.
You see Kira glaring at...
Like, I'm just screaming, and you're just standing there dumbfounded.
You're not screaming. This is all mental.
Okay, so you're assuming I was asking all those questions in his mind.
That is how this works.
That'd be the only way you get the sensory input, I'd imagine, of two different words.
Well, I...
This isn't a conversation that's happening. This is a mental assault that is supposed to be happening.
But I also...
This is you sorting through his mind
by
asking these questions.
I guess I wouldn't have necessarily assumed that it was all mental.
Yep.
Like, I would have screamed at him if I thought that would help. Like, verbally.
You're not a spellcaster. You're doing good to have this level of focus with this item.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
You see Kira glaring at Morik. Like, you can almost see the pulse in her temple from focusing on this so hard. And you see Morik kind of drooling. I mean... Not much out of the ordinary, but...
I'll kind of pull back. Something's very wrong. She suddenly had a Scottish accent this whole time. It's the first word she said.
It is wrong.
Episode ends. I can't do it, but he's not lying. But what you say is in there, too.
Stands to reason. Do we know what the deal you made with the Sea Hag?
I'm going to detect his surface thoughts, too.
Previously?
Okay.
Because now I'm wondering, like, that puts me off a little bit.
What?
I don't assume that you're lying to me at all, but like the paranoia is setting in. Mm-hmm. So I'm detecting your surface thoughts as well to see if you're like inherently lying to me or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'll let you freely, if you want to search deeper, I'll let you see whatever you need to see.
As long as I don't see anything in his surface thoughts, Jeff. It's just having seen that, now that makes me very paranoid about the time that I wasn't with some of these other fuckers. Because I know I'm broken, but I know how I'm broken. I don't know how everyone else is broken. Kira actually takes the helm off. Here.
Okay.
She's got a holder for an hour, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got to attune to it. I think I'm out of my depth.
Okay.
You understand these aspects of the mind. He's broken, and not just in the way we know he's broken.
Actually, I will give you a little further insight. I didn't think about this. You would totally have a different perspective on this because of your experiences with your
situation,
your madness, your flaw, your experience with Demogorgon. This is a madness brought on by that. This is duality.
Okay. In that case, I probably wouldn't have given you the helm because I understand exactly what's going on. Because that, by explaining that, my concepts of possession, of dual personality, my fear that he's suddenly going to grow a second head is more reflective now and less attacking. I don't think he's lying to you, but I don't know that he didn't murder Bupido.
Okay.
I think we've all been affected by what we've experienced, and I think this has broken him just as things have broken me, broken you, broken all of us. It's something we should still be concerned about, but I don't think he's lying to us intentionally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, probably not smart enough to pull that off, too. I believe you.
I did psychically waterboard him there. Just love the thought that Mark's...
Did I hear them say that? Or am I in like a trance state? No, you're out of it.
I'm out of it.
Okay. Yeah. You're out of it by... You're out of the trance state by...
Oh, now. I'm out of the trance state. I think it was... Yeah. Okay.
You really think I killed him?
I don't know. Would you believe me if I said that Demogorgon came to this plane because of me?
Huh?
Exactly.
Because of the fish thingy with the big trophy?
I don't know. Somebody could just as easily put on the helm and look at my mind and maybe see what I'm seeing with you.
Ooh.
I think this has something to do with the Abyss.
And getting out of it?
Sorry. Things that are coming out of it.
Yeah.
We're not in it. We're in the Underdark. Get your geography straight. Are we?
Ooh,
last episode of Lost.
Time.
No, I don't know what you've experienced, but I'm sorry if that addled what few marbles you have up there anyway. And
no, I mean, you were like really assertive, but I didn't feel you were aggressive.
And in general, I'm sorry.
Wow.
She's gonna walk back to the driver's seat.
Do we hug?
Or
well, before you do that, I would explain. I was given that vision. At a cost, obviously. So I'm supposed to retrieve the shards of a weapon or something?
The remnants of a weapon.
Yeah, out of the temple that, whatever that...
Fargus
wants to go to as well. For the...
You know, I don't really abide much by fate and stuff, but something tells me that we're probably heading in the direction of that said temple and may encounter it in the next day or so, because that would be narratively appropriate.
Dun, dun, dun!
Possibly.
Well, I can't say that. Okay,
is this happening while you're traveling?
They made it seem like we were resting for the night. Okay. I don't know. I would assume I would have to stop to interrogate him.
Go ahead.
No, I think we should.
Poor
rest.
Lucas. It's gonna be boring.
No, that's entertaining.
I'll say it should. That's some good work.
That was pretty entertained. Keep going.
Are you not entertained?
I don't think that we find a resolution to this, so I think we continue with whether we were resting or. What have you. I don't think there's a resolution to be found at the moment. I said I don't wonder if we aren't all fundamentally broken. I also don't wonder if you were screwed by a sea hag either.
She wasn't a sea hag, though, was she? So I thought we established she was a
hag,
but not a sea hag.
Well, yeah, whatever.
She was just on the lake.
Yeah. Lake hag.
So she's a boat hag.
Sure.
I guess she could be a raft and or canoe hag.
She's a kayak hag. Okay, so we sleep again?
I would say at this point we narratively move forward. I don't think there's any more to discover
Okay.
that we can discover.
The night goes
Just fine. You guys can get back on the road the next day. Anybody doing anything? Anybody have anything they want to do?
Nope.
Say?
Foraging.
Foraging.
Sure.
You can make us do that.
Hmm?
You can make me.
No, not really.
Okay. I can say, we also went, like, a week has gone by. And we
He said several days worth.
Yeah.
Twice he said several days worth, so I'm saying.
No, you narratively put us wherever the hell you want us next, Jeff.
Right. The next day, you guys know that you're fairly close to where you should be. You can see more fungus. It's not what you would call a grove or anything like that at this point, but you can definitely see more patches, more...
Like we're moving from the regular facility into where the queen alien is?
Kind of.
It's just randomly getting more organic on the walls?
I don't know if you realize how apt that description probably is.
I was
going to
say, what the fuck do you know? Because it sounds pretty accurate.
Part of the way through the next day, Fargus jumps off the wagon and takes off over to a large patch of fungus. And he says, holy shit, it's here.
What?
And he starts hacking at the fungus on this mound. And finally, he hacks away one last piece and you hear clang.
Well, that's interesting. What's that? I go over to him.
You see chains. You see chains with links taller than you are.
Wow. How high up does the chain go?
It's piled on the ground.
Oh, okay.
It's older than shit.
What the hell is this used for?
Do you know anything about Netherrealm?
Do I know anything about Netherrealm?
Really?
Make me a history check.
Yeah.
Okey-dokey.
Are you shitting me?
What?
22. Never
23.
Bullshit. 15.
7.
Duh, they're pretty.
Cheers, please.
Which is ironic because I'm the only one who knows about Netherrealm.
I've heard it, but I can't. I know I've heard that, but I can't. Yeah.
Before we start this, I'm going to want to just stretch.
Are you, did you ever play Mass Effect? Well, pretty much if you've ever watched any sort of sci-fi or fantasy ever. You know not unobtainium. You know how there's always like an ancient race that has come before that did all these wondrous things and no longer exists?
Right.
The Urda in Dragonlance?
That's a Netherese city.
Oh, it's like that cat planet in Avatar.
And all these floating islands are chained together with massive, massive fucking chains.
Yeah. Earth moats. They create a bunch of earth moats.
Fargus reaches into his pack and pulls out a scroll and lays it out. And he points to a spot. He says, this is it. We're close. And you can look at it. And it's not like a specific area. It tells how to get here or anything like that. But it gives you markers what to look for. And this massive pile of chain is on his map.
So it's just connected to like an anchor point?
No, this is a pile. Like it's been cut free.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not, but it's not anchor. It's not.
Oh, like he's one end stuck into the ground or something?
You can see where it goes up. There's one end that goes up towards the ceiling, and it's caught in between two massive pieces of rock.
Okay.
So you're saying that a Netherese portal was trapped, or a Netherese earth mode was trapped here?
Yeah, a tomb.
Of
I told you this.
I was going to say, hopefully not one of annihilation.
No, of Kaim.
Of what?
Kaim.
What Matt did?
No. Bryces of Kaim.
Ooh. Anybody need some armor? There's a lot of random metal. Anybody
you
need
can take
upgrades?
The time to make whatever you want.
You can only do up to 100 gold.
Yeah, I know.
If you can make armor out of Netherese metal, I don't know about the implications of that, but like
there won't be any.
You bastard. That was a really clever idea on Matt's part.
It really is, and I'll let him make what he wants, but he's not. This stuff's ancient. It's not. It's fallen in disrepair.
The earth moats still fucking float.
No, they don't.
Oh, wait, where are we at in history? Did they already crash to the ground?
Way past.
Okay. At one point in history, they still floated.
How do you think one got to the Underdark?
Dude, man, they had fucking portals. They had all kinds of shit. I'm not going to question it. People are like, huh, earth moat. I go, yep.
You guys rolled decent on the history checks, right?
23.
You know that at I don't know the exact years or anything like that, but ancient history, at a point where there were like changes in gods because of the things that were happening, magic was reset by the Netherese. The previous god of magic was killed. A new one took over shortly after. The current one, Mystra. The previous one, Mystra.
Yeah, because it's happened again, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mystra was killed a few years ago. But during that time, all these floating Netherese cities and buildings and things like that came crashing to the ground. Some into large crevices or things like that.
But these are, like, supreme, near godlike race, like
celestials.
No humans,
but they're like, I was just picking a random god, like
in the Marvel sense, celestials.
Yeah,
no, I mean, yeah, like they would not, I mean, if we're gonna go Marvel stuff, like the Inhumans, like just unbelievably advanced stuff you could not possibly imagine, shit that 3,000 years later or whatever, we still don't fucking get. Like, people still don't understand how they put earth motes in the sky. Like, these guys literally were like, I don't like how the world is, so we changed it. Like, unbelievably fucking powerful. Okay. Also, their shit usually is fucking horrible to get into and is an unpleasant experience. So that blows. This is not gonna probably be a normal dungeon crawl.
So does anybody need any, like, armor or a new weapon or anything?
I mean, not if we're not gonna get any bonus out of the fact that it's special metal.
I mean, does anybody need any,
I think that for the sake of your character, you should craft some things, but I don't think it really matters what they are since they're gonna be mundane anyway.
So here's what I was wondering. What if I started on a project and every day I was able to continue working on it to build something larger?
Like what?
Well, like, if I wanted to do
craft, let's say, a piece of somebody's plate mail.
Splint mail, for instance, is 200 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Could I take 2 evenings to do that? Or will it be too short?
I would let that work.
Okay. If nobody wants an armor upgrade, I'm going to take it myself. I'm just trying to help.
I don't wear armor, so.
What is splint?
It's the one after chainmail, but before plate mail.
No, I mean, what is
17.
With no dex bonus, right?
Because that's the thing, is that it'd give me plus one. Yeah, there's
no, yeah. No dex bonus. You have to have a strength of 15 to have it. Disadvantage on stealth.
I mean, it would give me plus one AC if I could get my hands on
something. But, like, for you, like, would, you know, I could work on a breastplate. That would take 4 days.
I have a full set of chainmail at the moment.
You do? Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, is that I'm almost at a breaking point unless you're going to do, like, splint mail. I mean, splint mail would be, I think, the only real upgradable option. I'm not opposed to it. Oh, but plate is like, can I even carry plate?
What's the,
I don't think I have enough
65.
Strength.
I mean, split 60.
No, what's the strength?
Strength, they're both 15.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I knew there's a reason why plate was really bothering me, but I don't remember what it was.
$1,500 GP. Yeah, $1,500 GP.
Oh, that would be it.
Yep, it would take 15 days to craft.
But you would get an AC of 18.
I mean, because right now I'm pretty much stuck at 16 and not probably able to go up without better armor. So I'm not opposed to it.
Well, I will, since I still have my magic bonus anyway, so I'm at like an AC of 19 every time, I will start work on split mail for you over the course of the next several rests.
Nobody's good. I'm not being recorded, but Matt and I are friends
now. You delved deeply into my mind. I just want to say, I was saying to him, that was the best piece of roleplay I've ever gotten to be a part of. That's the most excited I've been without combat involved in the past 4.5 years. That was intense. Good job, everybody.
You don't play a lot of role-playing roles. Because, like, Call of Cthulhu is a lot like this, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, just great job. And what a hell of a good time for you to ask that question.
Well, as I was just telling him, I was before the whole succubus thing went down, I was going to try to talk to him before that, and I was going to ask Jeff, like, can I ask these two guys to leave so I can have a conversation with them without them, like, really knowing to meta and all that stuff? But then that stuff happened. I'm like, well, okay, that kind of throws a wrench in that.
Well, and I watched him pick up the die and roll it before he started talking. And I'm like, oh, shit, please roll odd.
Whatever was odd.
If he had rolled odd, then you would have gotten to talk. You would have gotten a very different conversation.
Sweet. Can Are we starting this fucking temple then, or tomb?
That is up to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we can get started.
It's not a long...
I'm happy to call it.
Cool. I don't care. I live here. I can walk 5 minutes to bed. I give literally two shits. I have to tear all this shit down and set the alarm and get kick you fuckers out.
Sure.
Then watch my cuck porn.
Do you want to walk into the temple and leave Schroeder with some kind of good cliffhanger to cut it at?
Yeah, cliffhangers are good friends of episodes.
Because we're not at the temple.
No, we're at a chain.
We're the beginning of the map.
You are narratively about to walk up to the temple.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's give him a good good cliffhanger.
You have a good cliffhanger in mind? You need a minute to look at the book?
He's got it drawn on his thing.
Yeah, he's absolutely prepared for this.
He's made this shit up.
For once. Yeah,
this tomb is in the book, but I didn't like it, so I remade it.
Graphic designers.
I don't, you know, I'm not really surprised.
We need to make a game, you guys, all of us.
I talked about it before.
Okay, so Fergus is really, really excited to go this way, which is slightly off course from where you've been going. And he says, it's this way.
We kind of knew that, though, with going into this. We had talked about where the temple was, and it was slightly off course than going to Neverlight Grove.
Is this what you were f***ing paying for?
I suppose so.
Oh,
I mean, you made a deal with her as well. Like, do you know what that cost was?
At this point, I vaguely remember what we're even talking about. I've just been making it up as I went. Do I owe someone something, Jeff?
You owe someone a favor.
Oh.
But it was not specified, right?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
I'm pretty sure I was pretty trepidatious about doing that because
you were.
Yeah, I had a DM who used to make a demon appear at every crossroads we showed the fuck up to and be like, "Here, let me help you get the way out." And it's just like, God damn it, because you know it's going to cost you later.
You guys travel for probably an hour. A really, really circuitous route. Yes.
What are we doing with the NPCs?
I don't know. What are you doing with the NPCs?
Because I was going to say that we should probably leave some of them back with the herd animals or slightly off the path, or can we hide them somewhere?
Yeah, we can leave Sarath back to protect him since he's a cowardice little bitch.
Or do we not anticipate him splitting and going to Neverlight Grove on his own since we're that close?
Well, then we leave Darendil and he'll just bear hug him. Right, Darendil?
I wouldn't want to matter our sights, to be honest with you. I don't think that's smart.
No, I think we take... Okay, we're going to a dungeon. Taking Fargus.
Oh, no, Fargus is...
Yeah, Fargus is leaving, yeah.
But also taking the other rogue...
Good point.
...may not be a bad idea, which would leave Darendil and Eldith to protect the other seven.
And the rat twins, they're...
Right.
They're handy.
So we seclude the...
Ginger's handy, too.
Yeah. Can we seclude the caravan, like, in and amongst the grove or something?
Make a survival check.
I'll do that.
One. Oh. One check.
Never mind.
I have a +5, so.
So do I.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I just rolled it. It was 15.
15 total?
Yeah.
Okay. You're pretty sure you've got them secured.
Okay. I'll aid him for advantage.
That's fine. Roll again.
Let's stick with 15.
See... That would have been a perfect time for guidance.
It's fine.
It's fine.
All right. We follow the chains.
Yeah.
Lead on,
it's
Fargus.
Not actually following the chains. The chains go into a wall.
Right, but...
You take a circuitous route that Fargus is able to show you on the map. You basically end up in the direction the chain would have been going into the wall, but an hour's travel around and back.
Sweet.
You can see...
If we had that potion, oil of etherealness, we could have walked through the wall.
One of you could. You come around a bend, and you can see... It's like a cork stuck in a bottle. There is what was once a floating island, and it is wedged into this crevasse.
Huh.
The tomb is basically sitting level, and there are lights on. You can see... For lack of a better word, torches, but they're the wrong colors.
Like fairy fire or something?
Yeah, kind of.
Or like the eyes of a flame skull or...
No.
Okay.
Stationary.
Okay.
It's like somebody's home.
I look at Fargus.
Once you come in sight, you hear a voice. Help me.
What for?
Thanks for... name in the cutoff.
No, that's perfect.
It really is.
Help me. Why?
I rolled a 1.
I was just going to make an Obi-Wan Kenobi joke.
Matt's was definitely better.
A soft, feminine voice sounds out in your mind suddenly, faint and distant. Hello? Is someone there? Oh, please. I need your help. I've been trapped in the dark for so long. So very long. Please, won't you help free me?
Fucking hell.
Don't push too hard.
There's no emergency underwear in your wife's car. Look at Fargus. Is this what you expected?
I didn't expect the lights or the voice. No.
Fuck.
The guy that I got this from said that this place had been dead for centuries.
Look back at...
What were you wanting to get out of here?
I don't know.
Okay, just general adventure?
Yep.
Okay.
The rest of my party was killed. They found me, pointing at Kira and Elenel.
Yeah, I remember the story.
Oh, the hag, huh?
Well, it's probably best to not disobey her at this point, right?
I put my glaive in the general direction of Morik. We do the honors.
Yeah. Shrek.
Here we go then. I just start moving forward with my glaive lit towards the tomb.
Hey, weird voice. Is there any particular direction?
Left. Always go left. You don't get an answer.
Well, I'm glad I woke up and put my killing gloves on. Let's go.
Okay. You walk up to what you assume is the entrance. You can see the seam of a door. There's no handle. There's no nothing. Mm-hmm. Stone cunning.
I'll pop detect magic as well.
Sure.
24.
The hinge is in the wrong place. It doesn't open from a side and is hinged on the opposite side. It's hinged in the middle. It's like a revolving door.
Huh. Yeah, just push on into here.
But judging from the way the stone is situated, that's in there tight. And it's going to take strength checks to get these doors open. Detect magic? Roll me a constitution save.
Like a bull in a goddamn china shop.
It's a 6.
You're blind for 3 rounds.
Why?
Why?
The fucking charts.
Did you not hear what I said?
And it's not because of the tomb. It's the Fair's Rest.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
worse than what I expected.
I do one of these things. Do I find someone shorter and I say, all right,
Hang on.
I'm beginning to think that
roll
this...
me a D100, Lucas.
For going blind?
Oh, wild magic table?
Nope.
I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He cast a spell at the Fair's Rest.
I didn't cast a spell. It doesn't use a spell slot.
You cast the spell.
Cast the spell.
It doesn't use a spell slot, but you cast the spell.
Cantrip is still a spell.
Oh, that is 10?
Is that a 10 or a 100?
Roll me a D4, please.
Did you roll 2 zeros?
No, I rolled a 10 and a D4.
1, 2, 3, 4 possible targets. I like to point out there are actually 6 possible targets.
3.
Oh, yeah, you brought Sarath.
And Fargus.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he could self-tag it, if he could self-target.
No.
Okay.
So what do you want me to roll?
Roll me a D10, cut it in half.
That means I buy 2.
So 3.
Still
1,
three.
2, 3.
What happened?
Whatever the he just cast on me.
No
which
idea
apparently
what
is probably magic missile.
I don't know. I don't have magic missile.
No, it's a wild magic table.
Wild magic.
Oh, right.
It's a risk we all run when we cast anything. Myself, too.
Don't talk about this wee shit.
18 points of damage, Kira, as magic missiles come screaming out of Lucas and slam right into you.
Even though I can't see you.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. This isn't you.
No, I know.
You said 18?
18.
Dwarf, what the hell just happened? I can't see.
Oh, no, you don't get time to talk because I'm going to put you on your ass.
Because it was totally on purpose.
Looked on purpose to me, yeah.
No, it's wild magic. It just happened.
Make an insight.
How would I know that?
Because you've been adventuring with him for months. Threaten you? You've been adventuring with him for months, and you've seen him cast spells, and you've seen how he processes it. You could absolutely figure out that this wasn't him. Roll me a good insight.
Yeah, good luck.
2. Would you like me to attack him now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll take the advantage since he's blind.
Yeah.
So I'll hit with a 20. And return the favor with a max 13 damage.
Cool.
Okay, okay, hey, let's all calm down here. Don't you feel the energy?
Yeah, 5 fucking balls of it hit me in the fucking face.
He can't cast magic missile.
He can't cast as the shit does. It just flies all over the fucking place.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't him.
Well, should I roll an insight to make that claim? No.
Okay.
You two have a much better understanding of magic. That wasn't something he did.
Right, and yeah, we have an understanding that the Ferrisrest is wonky.
You have an understanding and an understanding of the Ferrisrest. You have a high arcana. You know what wild magic is. You know that it's not something that somebody does on purpose.
Right.
But that's exactly what you just saw.
Right. It's wild magic. He has no ability to cast that spell.
Fuck, he did. He just hit me with it.
Well, you hit him back. We're all even.
Actually, I think I owe him about another 6 hit points, if you don't mind.
5. That was Lucas math.
No, Lucas math would have been 12.
Oh, low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's so sweet.
How long do you say he's blinded for?
3 rounds, you said?
Yeah, I mean, by now he's...
Oh, 3 rounds.
It's like spots in division.
Okay.
Right? Like,
yeah. Well, I thought he said 3 hours. So
No.
Good God.
Well,
I'm not that much of an ass.
Because of that happening, I'm a little reticent to cast Cure Wounds on you guys. Anybody want to drink some potions?
I do have. I have a couple.
I have 2 heal potions.
I mean, I can throw my own.
Oh, you know what else we have? Haha. We have 2 jars of magic ointment with 6 uses left for 2d8 plus 2 healing.
What? Are you talking about the shit that he made you drink?
No. This was, we got it from after killing Droki and all them.
Yep.
It was in the loot.
All right.
Kogathan's ointment or something?
Cool.
I don't know.
So who wants to slather up here? Okie dokie.
What, how many hit points are you down?
I'm at 39 out of 52.
So yeah, that makes sense.
And you lost 18. So yeah. Do you want some you want to hit too?
That's fine.
Okay. So 11 plus 2, you have 13
back at 4.
7, you have 9 back.
Pretty much how it works for me, yep.
I'll even throw you a d6.
That's magic,
it's 2.
Isn't
you
it?
Just cast another
it's
goddamn
not a spell.
Spell.
It's an inherent ability.
An inherent
not a spell.
Spell-like ability?
No.
Okay, you're going to open the book and tell me it's not a spell-like ability.
No, he's not casting a spell.
Okay.
It's okay.
That one I know for sure.
Fireball!
Is not a spell.
How much you watch would you f***ing cast from here on out?
I didn't know. I didn't know. We've never done the Ferris before. I didn't know.
Actually, we have several times.
Yeah, well, I just want to say good job on helping heal him.
For one, the times
that
you've had to deal with
keep the balance.
The times that you've had to deal with Ferrisrest before, it was only leveled spells that took up a spell slot, and you had to roll a 1 on a d20 before this happened.
Or in a higher concentration.
Here. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like,
yep. You wouldn't have any way of knowing. And the only way you could figure it out is to cast a spell to see it. Mm.
So every single time that I throw Eldritch Blast, I have to do that. I'm fucking useless, guys.
No, you're not.
It's a good thing I carry this spear that I've never used.
Fly up and drop a big rock on whatever it is.
I mean, you got a chance of casting whatever against whatever you're fighting.
Yeah, I mean, read the wild magic thing. Like, a lot of them aren't harmful. Like, that was lucky because you got under the 10%. And some of them just, like, when I tried to talk, bubbles came out for 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, roll a
like,
d10. Your height changes by a number of inches equal to the roll.
Yeah, so...
If the roll is odd, you shrink. If the roll is even, you grow. You cast confusion centered on yourself. All kinds of weird shit.
You just happened to get the unlucky one in that moment.
That didn't have a target that it could be focused against.
Okay.
Into the mouth of madness.
Well, I was going to cast bull strength on somebody to help open this door, but I don't think that's such a great idea, huh?
Strength check to get the door open.
I do have...
What is it between all of us?
Is it a potion, this hill giant shrimp that I have?
Yeah.
Is it a potion?
I believe so.
Okay. Shrimp, yeah.
it's a lot of shrimp.
Casting guidance?
No. Oh my god, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
God damn it.
My intelligence of 10.
Yeah, but Matt made that decision.
Well, I was talking about Matt.
For
For the next minute, you must shout when you speak.
Lesson, so not that different.
Hey, guys! I'm fucked up! Somebody trying to push on the door!
Was he able to push on the door after casting guidance on himself?
No.
It was super low.
It was a 4 on the dice.
What is your strength modifier?
1.
Okay, so I'm the strongest person here then.
Mine's a +2.
Will you aid me then?
Sure.
I mean, can we not all be pushing the door?
Oh, it can be athletics? Fuck yeah, I'm going to use athletics.
How large is this door? Is it large enough for all of us to push at once?
Yeah, why don't you push on the other side?
Yeah, that's not going
to Is it a single file? Is it double? What is it?
It's a 10-foot door.
So, I thought it was like a large thing.
Sorry.
It's like a revolving door.
I thought it was larger for some reason.
No, it's 10 feet.
15.
15 will get it.
So Kira straps her glaive on the back and just...
As the two women open.
As the two women shove the door open.
I loosened it for you. I loosened it for you. I have trouble modulating the sound of my voice. This is fucking weird.
Like, I love the fact that you probably went and just guidanced and then went,
oh no, I fucked up.
You like turn to look at Kieran. You're like, I'm so sorry for what happens next. I can't understand why I'm screaming. The door doesn't move.
You paint such a wonderful picture.
That's what I do. I paint with words.
Hold on, shadowy lady voice. We're coming to save you.
Oh, good.
Oh, man. As you...
That is Lucas fans driving into traffic. Worthy.
As you guys open up this door right here, you come in and you see an entryway. Long,
cock.
Huh?
Cock.
No. It's a long walkway, 10 feet wide. These dots are braziers that light up successively as you come in.
They light up as we come in.
Yes.
Foom. Yeah.
Foom. Foom.
Yeah. This area is water with giant, with big, almost 10-foot columns coming up. Going up into the ceiling. There's another one of these closed doors down at the end of the next area.
This is pretty.
No, it's fucking beautiful. It looks like this has been sealed.
Look, it's got braziers.
You know, sometimes I can't tell where Mark ends and Matt begins.
Yes.
You're Kira, welcome.
Kira, who has pulled her glaive off at this point,
yes,
literally holds it out in front of everybody so no one moves.
Okay.
Fargus.
Yes.
You can do your job without casting any goddamn spells, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, because that's going to fuck up everything. Thank God!
No, it's been a minute.
I sort of, like, move my glaive as if to let him forward. About your business.
Okay. You see him walk forward. He will...
Sarath, if you'd like to pitch in, feel free.
Hey, and Elenel, you want to make sure it's cool with him that we get those shards or whatever you were saying?
What?
Well, this is his map. I mean, he should get cherry pick detail.
What shards?
As I give him a cross look.
I'm sorry, Troy. I'm sorry that I'm not as good a friend to you as you are to me. I just didn't think.
Ding!
Clip it.
Wah, wah, bah, bah.
All of the sound effects.
I just feel like any moment where that there's that pregnant pause after Matt has done a thing, we should just cut that. I'm sorry. I didn't think.
Shredder, cut it.
I don't know how that works.
God. Yeah, I'm like,
no, Fargus is looking expectantly.
I'll shrug my shoulders. Point to, you know.
He'll look to Morik. What shards?
Huh?
Make a deception check.
He said shards.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Don't you dare cast guidance.
I grabbed it. Thank you.
I know you did.
Oh, God. Thank you.
You kill Fargus.
It doesn't look good for you already.
Nine. What?
What shards? He knows you're lying.
Okay.
Rolled an insight.
Great.
The way's clear. Go ahead.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Deuces.
And I start walking.
Wait, which way do you walk?
The way he pointed. The way is open. Wait, which way is that? The way out?
Into the temple.
Yeah. I'll take a couple trepidatious steps.
Okay.
Remember the Jehovah begins with an I.
Jay. That's my favorite line of the whole movie is one letter. It's the way he says it. Jay.
Fargus.
Yes.
You're not the only one who knew that this temple was here.
Yeah, I know. I bought the map off of somebody.
Right. Some of us, as Kira gives a sidelong glance, have certain debts that need to be paid, which is why we're here, helping you. Because if I had my choice, I'd be heading on closer to the surface. There are things that they want out of here. We have to pay that debt. Now we can all work together with our skill sets.
Who do you owe a debt to?
Some very unfortunate individuals who will know immediately whether or not we collect on it.
I mean, I just watched you guys take out Balgura demons.
Yeah, a little more scarier than that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a short list.
Well, then maybe I'll just leave this here and come back another time without you.
I suppose it's your choice, but we're going to go forward. So working together is a lot better than you coming back later. Because regardless of the fact of the intelligence of some of my fellow party men, they are fairly capable at what they do. So it would probably be in our best interest if we solve this together.
Okay, for now.
We're looking for a set of 5?
I legitimately don't know.
A number of shards of...
No, the remnants of a weapon.
It's the remnants of a weapon. The broken piece.
Okay.
I don't know what sort of ritual magic components it takes, but my guess is it's probably useless in its current form to you anyway.
Okay. So long as it's not any of the shinies.
I doubt it'll be shiny.
Okay.
Let's survive this place first. Have you ever been in a Netherese temple?
Can't say as I have.
Me either. But given the welcome introduction we've already had, I think we probably better rely on each other's skill sets to survive. So you do your thing, and you let me stab the things that prevent you from doing your thing. And I think we'll be able to find our shards, and you can find plenty of shinies. Deal? Okay.
Deal.
All right. Now, as much fun as it would be to watch this fucking idiot find all the traps with his face, could you check for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm not walking?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Fuck off.
Fargus and Seraph will make their way down this row, and it's just fine.
Okay.
Hey, good job doing work, Seraph.
Why must you antagonize the NPCs that we need to fight through a dungeon?
Because he rolled a
one.
Matt is still consciously making these choices.
Yep, with my alignment.
Who's going to open the next door?
I will. I point to the door and look at Fargus and Seraph.
That thing's in there tight enough that I couldn't see a trap through it if I tried.
All right, everybody, stand back. Give me a hand.
Yeah.
Athletics again?
Yeah.
That's a crit one, so as long as I don't roll another one, I'm fine, because I have advantage.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Yeah, you're good. You get it open. In here is...
Is it like a rush of stale air?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
Almost floral. Hmm. It's
beautiful. Like the whole place had gentle repose put on it?
Kind of, yeah. And the whole place is suffused. With this energy.
Nethery shit is... Yeah. Not to mention, if he's talking about now, the Ferris Rez is fucking with it as well. What's the next room look like?
A shrine.
To...
There is one massive statue here in the middle of this room. Female figure. By the pose and everything like that, arms up in the air like she's casting a spell.
Okay.
These are smaller statues of the same person. There are, balls. No, not balls. murals on the walls depicting, Netherese society. The floating islands, the buildings, each one of them is showing off the background, but in the forefront of it is this woman standing overlooking.
These are pretty.
I again indicate.
You think they're worth anything?
I'm sure they are. Let's be careful with what we touch.
That
Mr.
wall
Fargus.
Ends there. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I didn't draw this without the extras added in.
Fargus, could you take a look around?
Yeah, what am I looking for?
The usual. Traps, shinies, secret passages. Are there any? So at the moment, there's nothing. Like, this room dead ends.
Dead ends.
Unless that woman talking to us is trapped in that statue, I got a feeling that there may be something more on Jeff's sheet.
Yes. And Fargus will go around, check for traps, stuff like that. He says, there's something here, but I don't know how to get into it.
I look to the rest of my party. This is the part where the intelligent people solve something. People who know about Arcana and whether or not these statues need to face a cardinal direction or some bullshit.
Yeah, what way were the statues facing?
I was going to roll Arcana on like who or history or something, who the lady is.
You could roll. Honestly, I don't have much information on it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to make you waste the roll.
The Netheries are like back.
So these
we
are.
We can't even read their language.
These are four identical statues to the middle one?
No, they're not identical. They're not particularly facing a specific direction. Anybody can make me investigation checks.
I have advantage of that.
I know you do.
Is that a wisdom?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, yeah.
19.
Nice.
Which is almost as high as I can roll.
17.
9.
20.
The three of you notice a consistency between the murals that you don't necessarily see in the statues. In each of these murals, she is wearing a jeweled necklace. Five different colored jewels. In the smaller statues, you find one of those. One in each of the four statues. In the big one, it's missing all of the gems.
How tall is the big one?
It's 10 feet around. It's probably 15 feet tall. You'd have to climb up it to get the gems in.
Hey, Fargus. And I kind of pointed out to him. Do you think we take the gems off and pop it in the big one?
He says, this thing makes a lot more sense now, and he will pull out a gem and throw it.
I wondered where number 5 was.
Yeah.
See? Couldn't have done it without teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the dream work.
Don't talk about your dreams, man.
Hello, lover.
Can you? I need to make a ringtone out of that. Can we?
He's like, hold on, Natalie. Let me set the mood.
The combination of Jeff's hello lover and Lucas's purring.
Well, I guess I probably have the best athletics, don't I?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I will.
You don't have mage hand or anything?
I'll go and I'll pluck the other ones out of the statues.
Yeah, I'll cast Mage Hand and then explode the room. It's a great fucking idea.
Make it a lot easier climbing this goddamn statue. I assume you want me to roll in athletics.
Surely we can give you a boost.
Be cool if this bitch had a glove that these all went in.
No, you're good. It's not that difficult.
So okay. I will, I will ask people who can see the mural maybe better than I can. Like, I'm putting these in the right order, right? Roy G. Biv or whatever it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
As you click the last one into place, the back wall of this room starts to descend little by little, and it turns into a spiral staircase.
Oh, sweet.
Just like the last crusade.
Yeah. And there we'll end it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good night, motherfuckers. Thanks for listening to this week's Rancor's Brothel. Brought to you by poor decision-making, but excellent role-playing.
Schroeder, clip that.
Yeah, it definitely should be a stinger or something.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @Rancor_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating manipulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through pain.